Welcome to the show. This is WARN Radio. Prophecy, warnings, interviews, and much more on WARN Radio. Greetings. My name is Dana Smith, and I'm the Watchman. Let the Watchman declare what he sees. Amendment 1 to the Constitution. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This is just one of the many guaranteed freedoms that we have today. Know this, everyone that listens to WARN Radio, that the Watchman, all the websites stand on Amendment 1 of the Constitution to declare what the Lord our God, blessed be His name, has told us to do. According to Isaiah 21:6, we have the right expressed in the Bill of Rights to declare such in the form of speech, writing, video, audio, or some other form. And we stand up against the sins and that which is affront to God today according to the deeds of the flesh found in Galatians, Romans, Jude, Peter, and many other parts of the Bible. The warning is clear. All the wicked in the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. This is the Watchman. You're listening to WARN Radio, and now to the show. Welcome to today's broadcast. You're listening to WARN Radio Into the Night. I'm the Watchman, and we are going through a special broadcast. Of course, all these on over the satellite here, and wherever you may hear this one, it does get special because we have people that deal with really important issues and things that are usually national of national concern. And we're going to be talking today with Dr. Pat Holliday, and she's been covering certain things that are going on in the country today. And we're going to be discussing opening portals, Kundalini, and a false anointing. You know, the question is that the presence of the Holy Spirit shaking so badly a person that you can hardly understand them? Or is it something else? Today, what many would consider demonic possession in areas like Africa, India, and other places, they see such things and they realize that it's demonic, and they would cast it out. But in America, because we are not that mindset and probably ignorant in a lot of ways, we do not understand that or see it, and we even welcome it. And we welcome it many times in place of something which it is not. So the question begs asking today, is there a false wave of anointing, a pseudo-revival, which is opening portals to the nether regions or the spiritual regions above and allowing multitudes of spirits to enter in? We discuss this today and many other things, but I want you to be prepared, for the time of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is upon the nation that we call America, and upon the people, and upon the church. It is up to the church, therefore, and those who are in the church, the ones who are the spiritual bricks, the ones that God is coming back for, the spiritual stones built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It is up to them to discern this matter and to do something. Well, I welcome Dr. Pat Holliday today. Pat, are you there?
I'm here. God bless you, Brother Dana.
Well, we are glad to have you with us, Sister Pat, as we always are. And, you know, I want to... Folks, when we talk about a lot of this stuff, you know, we're not talking... I've been in a lot of charismatic meetings. I've been in Pentecostal meetings. I've been in a lot of these things. I've seen the power of God move. But there is something today with what these people are doing and what is happening to them that is very, very disturbing. And you know, are we so ignorant, Sister Pat, or we just haven't seen a move of God that we're willing to accept any move, even though it may not be of God? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, this move that's going on with Todd Bentley over in Lakeland, Florida, is false. And it's a move that started back when William Branham was alive some 50 years ago. And it's a Jesus-only movement. They deny the Trinity. They deny all sorts of basic doctrines of the Bible that most Christians, whether you're a Presbyterian, a Baptist, a Catholic, or a Pentecostal, there are just certain things that we all agree with that the Bible tells us is truth. And they, William Branham formed his own little religion over there, and he called it the Manifested Sons of God. And also it's called the Latter Rain Movement.
Yeah, the Latter Day Rain, yeah.
And what this Latter Rain Movement is they believe that a day will come when God will pour His Spirit, and it's their God, it's not our God, will pour His Spirit out upon the world, and that they will take dominion over the church and clean the church. And, of course, when they take dominion, their movement causes a radical demonization of the people. And when they take dominion over the church and clean it, then they say they will take dominion over the governments of the world and clean them, and then Jesus will return. Well, you know, Jesus is not coming back for a clean world. He's coming back to set the world in shape according to what my Bible says. And man can do nothing. So it's a movement that moves on a spirit that's called Kundalini. And the Kundalini spirit is a Hindu spirit that comes from mysticism over in India. It's a snake cobra spirit that sits down at the base of a person's spine. And in their spirituality, their occult witchcraft spirituality, that Kundalini spirit will begin to rise as they grow in levels of their spirituality. And when that spirit goes up the backbone, it will get to the tip of the brain, and suddenly it will go off into the mind, and that person will go into a position called nirvana. And the nirvana makes them catatonic. Over there, they take care of those people because they think they've reached their height of holiness. Over here, when Christians that get involved with this stuff go into that nirvana, they take them to the insane asylum. Now, on my web page called The New Breed on Script, there's an article where I show a clip where there's a church over here in America, and when you look at the clip, it looks like they're in an insane asylum. One man is standing there picking things out of his head. The other one is bashing himself up against the wall. A woman is on the floor doing a simulated sexual scene. I mean, it's just horrific. And the pastor is standing there like he's in the midst of a move of God. He's so blinded over here that they cannot even see that demons have taken over their churches. And so that's what the movement is. That's the basis of that movement, Brother Damon.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, I've, and I'm sure you've seen it too. I mean, you've been overseas, you've seen the move of God, you've seen the Lord heal, you know, and we get into a lot of this. And the thing that is covered, of course, many people say that a number of them have said how many miracles, you know, I've found web pages and they're talking to pastors about the miracles and everything else that's happening. But the fact remains of it is that the church in America has been carnal, has been secular, has been filthy, matter of fact, it is probably as bad as Israel was when Israel was on this earth as one under Solomon or you know, after the time of Solomon. And God judged those people harshly, and I I believe that right now that we are seeing a lot of things happening in America, and this is the beginning of major judgment upon America and upon the church. And, you know, the Latter-day Sons of God, this is something the Assemblies of God threw down years and years and years ago. But my pastor and I sat down here a number of years ago. He was 95 or about 90 at that time. And we were both talking about the AG and what it was like. And he was afraid that the AG, as he knew it, was gone, you know. Yeah. And I'm also believing that a lot of the AG, you know, there's a lot of this nonsense going on. Now, when they got into this thing over in Toronto, and then when they got down into the Brownsville revival, that was really heralded in all of this. Rodney Howard Brown came on over, started doing the laughing stuff. David Wilkerson wouldn't even accept what he was doing at the time. And so, you know, this stuff is just pure nonsense, folks. I've seen, you know, and Sister Pat, bless her heart, has written a lot on this, and she has, and there's a number of people I interview that get a lot of people that just hate them for it or come against her, I should say, and she's had that for doing this. Because there are people today like Rick Joyner and others who are standing up and congratulating this knucklehead as a great evangelist. And this comes under Give Me a Break department. And, you know, in one of my last e-books that I wrote, and this is how we get the word out. Sister Pat writes e-books, I write e-books, many others do. And you got to get these things, you got to read them so you can be prepared. And but at any rate, you know, I wrote this e-book, and I talked in there, going clear back to Acts, what the fruits were of the move of the Spirit of God. And I got news for you, folks. It wasn't shaking, and it wasn't this nonsense they're doing. The fruits of the Spirit of the outpouring at Pentecost was evangelism, it was holiness, it was reading the Word of God, it was dedication, it was unity. It was not this confusionary mess. It wasn't Todd Bentley standing up kicking people in the head and kicking them in the stomach and all this other nonsense he's doing. If I was a pastor of a church, you know, and he went on and kicked one of my people, I would grab him by the nape of the neck and I'd throw the sucker out the front frickin' door, folks. Now, it's high time that people wake up, get their head screwed on straight, and understand what's going on here.
That's exactly right.
Huh?
I said, that's exactly right. Because you see, the church, and not everybody, I'm meeting pastors every day that are still wide awake, but the Bible says just before Jesus returns, there'll be a great falling away, and that they will run after teachers to tickle their ears, and the teachers will teach them doctrines of devils. And that's where we are right now. I believe this is the great falling away in the judgment of God. And this religion that has that they've opened the church to is a religion that's based on Eastern religion and mind control and enchantments. And what they're doing is they are opening up portals and introducing people into an area that they call the third heaven. Now, you see, we don't have to go to the third heaven to meet Jesus or see Jesus, and we don't have to go through a magical portal to see Jesus because of the fact that Jesus lives in your heart when you've confessed your sins. And whenever you've given your heart to the Lord, He lives inside of you. You don't have to go to Him. He's with you. Now, the problem is many of the Americans are not born again that go to church because the pastors have stopped giving altar calls many years ago. So this portal, I call it a stargate, or it could be a magical door opening like you read about in Harry Potter books, where Harry went to the train station and went to go to the witchcraft school, and a portal opened up against the wall, and he ran through it, and he was immediately on the other side where witchcraft was. And so now when young children go to England's railroad station, they had to close that part of the railroad station off because the kids were running to get into that portal and injuring themselves. So the fact is, in witchcraft, that portal is an entrance into the magical world of demonology. And so here we have Christians in our country going through a magical portal, being led through those portals by very powerful, well-known men in our nation, by the name Peter Wagner is one, and Sid Roth, and many of these well-known television ministries. God TV is putting this mess on television free of charge. And Wendy says, the owner of God TV, she says, you haven't seen anything yet. She says, I've got a lot of things up my sleeve that I'm going to give to you. And so some of these people know what they're doing, and some of them don't. But the truth is, these are very powerful wizards that have gained control of the American church. And unfortunately, very wealthy wizards and witches in our nation have bought our television channels, many of our radio channels, publishing channels, and they are putting out just pure witchcraft for people to eat over here, and people have gone into grave darkness. Now, if any of your people saw, I'm going to describe the Kundalini spirit, that snake spirit.
I put that on our website.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you go over to our D-Day Prophecy blog, or just go to wingswatchman.org and scroll down all the links, and you'll see something on the D-Day Prophecy blog, and you'll see it there. And I've got that included. I've got a number of those videos on there.
Okay. Now, I'll send you this video. I don't know if you have this video yet, but it's of a woman called Stacy Campbell, and she was at the empowerment of Todd Bentley a couple of days ago with Peter and his crew of prophets and apostles anointing Todd Bentley. And she gave him a prophecy, but she was under the power of a fully manifested Kundalini spirit, a cobra spirit, and it was hissing as it gave the prophecy. And then after she gave the prophecy, then she knelt down and empowered him by laying her hand upon his stomach. Now, the thing is some of the Christians that are still alive and awake over here have been binding up these devils. And so Todd Bentley had lost his demonic anointing before they came. And so he got up there, and he was in a state of fear and terror, screaming, angels, 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 come down, come down, and praying to the angels right openly in public. And so the point is they re-empowered him 2 days ago. And we are beginning to bind up those devils again. You see, if all the devils in the world were together around you as a Christian, you have more power than all of them, because you and God make a majority, you and Jesus Christ.
Well, we shouldn't forget that, Pat. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's right.
Now, Sister Pat, let me chat about this a minute. When we talk about this and we look at it, just how widespread is this move? Now, up here, there's not a lot of people that I know of that are actually following it, but we do get a lot of hits on our websites. I have a lot of these people that are following it. I've been writing a lot of e-books, telling people what they need to do. And that is, like Paul told Timothy, he said, but as for you, Timothy, you know, you keep to the things which you have learned because you know from whom you have learned them. And he told Timothy that, and that is very important. And just, it's shortly after that, then we go into the classic, 3:15 and 16, which talks about the Word of God being inspired. And so, you know, these are the things that the Church of God needs to get back to. And, you know, many people today, just like you said earlier, have been in this state where they have been born again, so to speak, by the will of man, through man's membership and everything else. They have religion, but they haven't been born again.
Right.
You know, John 3:16, that whole thing speaks of that very clearly. And it says you must be born again, not by the will of man, but by the Spirit of God. This is very, very important. And we forget that. So if you're not born again by the Spirit of God, then you're born again by what other spirit? There's only one other spirit in the world.
That's right.
That's the children of the spirit of disobedience, which works in the children of disobedience.
Well, you know, Brother Dana, this is very widespread, but this is the big public opening of this demonic movement of the latter rain, and unfortunately, they've made great strides through their books and through their videos and this and that, and through some of the Christian televisions have promoted them. But when Todd Bentley took the stage down in Lakeland, Florida, it became a worldwide movement, openly showing its demonology through this man. And God TV, they say that 126 million people are listening and watching this every day. And so people are flying in from all over the world looking for God. And the interesting thing, I looked at a video clip last night, and it showed people at the revival on the floor convulsing, and they looked like people in the insane asylum. And unfortunately, that's what these devils do. They make an open mockery of the power of God. Now, I personally believe in signs, wonders, according to the Bible. I minister with miracles and in the deliverance ministry. I've been all over the world, into Africa, down into the Caribbean, over into Rome, all around and about, ministering signs and wonders. I've seen the blind healed. I've seen cancer healed. I've seen AIDS heal. I've seen all kinds of impossible things that God has done through my own ministry. But I've always kept my ministry biblically based on the Word of God, and I'm not the healer. I'm not the mover of miracles. Jesus is. And the Word, according to what is shown over in 1 Corinthians, around the 13th chapter, 12, 13, and 14, shows you that God will give us the ability to do signs and wonders. So what is the difference between a minister that does signs and wonders, believing God for miracles for those that are aching and those that need miracle, and Todd Bentley in this false revival, is that he ministers under the powers of angels and tells people that. And he had an angel called Emma O. They can type that, Google it in, and they will find out all kinds of stuff about Emma O on the computer, uncovering who that devil is. And the devil, Angel O, is the judge of hell. And it lives in a castle, gold with jewels, and that's where the jewel and the gold movement came. And Todd Bentley says that he even saw Emma O throwing gold dust on the people during the service. Now, you see, these demon-possessed people can see into the spiritual realms, and the Christians are totally blind, and so Emma O comes and throws gold dust on them, and they think that's an act of God. You don't ever see God doing anything like that in the Bible. But the interesting thing, and by the way, if you don't see it in the Word, just chunk it out. It's demonic. And so Stephen Strader down in the Oneida Church of God, Assembly of God Church, that's having this demonic revival, he told Todd Bentley and Bob Jones to stop talking about Emma O, the angel, because people went and did research on it and found out that Emma O is a demonic angel in Buddhism and is the judge of hell. And so Todd Bentley went up on his website and cleansed it and took all references of Emma O off of his website, off of his articles, and never talked about Emma O again. And then he gave a prophecy that he was going to California to minister and that an angel called Liberty was going with him. And so the angels are the demonic angels are the ones that are doing the miracles in that ministry, and they're telling you so. It's not me making this up. They are saying, oh, the angels are here. And then another thing that they use is hypnotic, heavy rock music. And up on your website and my website, there is a link that will show a woman doing a native dance. And she looks like Britney Spears on the place, in a church, entertaining Christians with this seductive dance. You would think that Salome was dancing before the king. And unfortunately, the Christians are sitting there yelling and clapping, or the so-called Christians, we'll put it that way. And it's just purely demonic. And then in the background, if you listen, you can hear the Indian drums beating, and you can see the Indian natives back there. And these people believe that the move of God, and they tell you so in their writings, are going to come through the natives of America because they're more spiritual than Christians. And so they've invited the great white spirit to come in and move this revival. Now, they can get Peter Wagner, who is very well respected, and some of those others, because they have not been uncovered yet. But them coming forth and anointing Todd Bentley is going to put the spotlight on their work now, and they will come uncovered as being false apostles. And all that you saw happening up on that platform when Peter Wagner came and anointed this man, all that you saw, actually, was the prophets of Baal gathering together in force, thinking that because he had lost his anointed, because the body of Christ, the true body of Christ worldwide is praying, he had lost his anointed, they came to reinforce him. They're going to discover that God's church is very much alive, and that when we pray, our God will move and bind him up again, and them up too, for that matter. Because the truth of it is this is a demonic revival from hell. It has nothing to do with the blood of Jesus. Jesus is rarely mentioned. Now, I notice Todd is mentioning Jesus a little more instead of angels, but it's another Jesus, another gospel by another spirit, according to the book of Corinthians. And I'm telling you,
when you talk about all that, I'm reminded a lot of the stuff I've seen on the videos, you know, and you know, the thing of it is that on one of the videos we have, you know, he talks about, you know, kicking these people, you know, kicking them in the head and kicking them in, you know, punching them in the stomach and doing all this other nonsense, you know, and this is just hogwash. You know, this is so stupid. And these people will sit there in these meetings. And this is one of the reasons I got out. And, you know, I was involved, you know, you couldn't help it because of where I was pastoring. You know, you had a lot of charismatics. You had a lot of Pentecostals. And there is a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of familiar spirits. And this is deception bar none. And when you have a group of people that are sitting there in their carnality and in their riches and in their comfortable lifestyles, they are so ignorant and so blinded, they look up and they see that this is God moving, okay? And this guy is describing how he's kicking these people and doing all this. These people are just roaring. You know, they're clapping and hollering and screaming. I mean,
like they're in a wrestling match.
This is nothing but pure hogwash. Now, if these people are true born again, and if this is a revival, then we've got real problems, because this isn't any kind of a revival that I have ever seen. And I heard another ludicrous thing. It came out of Charisma, who said that in revival you have both the demonic and you have the good. You have both of them in a revival. Well, the only time you're going to have demonic is when the Spirit of God is casting out the demon of hell, not putting the demon up on the stage and letting him prance around, you know, and doing all the stuff that they're doing. And, you know, this is the nonsense of the whole thing. And
Brother Dana, I minister in Africa, and the churches that I go into Africa, you see these demonic manifestations that you're seeing in this revival over here. And I told Bishop Samuel Kamko, I said, in America, they call these demonic manifestations the Holy Ghost. But over here, y'all are casting these devils out. And the pastors in America just stand there with their hands up in the air worshiping some god that they don't know, like God is in presence of a demon. And these are demonic. And you mentioned Charisma. Let me mention that a minute. You know, Charisma has endorsed Todd Bentley. And I think everybody ought to just start canceling their subscriptions to this demonic magazine, because of the fact that they called for reinforcements a couple of weeks ago because they were getting so much flack from this revival. And what happens? In comes the reinforcers, Peter Wagner, Shay Ahn. He's the pastor of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California. John Arnott, who was the leader in the Toronto Airport Christian demonic thing that went on up there. Johnson, Bill Johnson, pastors the Bethel Church in Redding, California. Rick Joyner, founder of Morning Star Ministry in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, these, and plus others, and these people came to reinforce not only Todd Bentley, but Charisma Magazine. And people need to stand up when the demons start coming in and taking over the church. But let me just talk about Peter Wagner, and there's another man called Chuck Pierce. And Chuck Pierce wasn't at this meeting, but he's a big deal in that demonic latter rain signs and wonders movement. But what they're doing is they're opening up those portals. And see, because Christians are so blinded, they don't understand demonology. And they think, well, witchcraft, what does that have to do with us? We're Christians, they can't touch us. And lo and behold, they've come in and taken over the whole church in front of our eyes, and they've touched us. But the fact is that whenever a wizard or a witch do their ritualisms, their animal sacrifices and their human sacrifices, they have power to conjure up devils. Those devils are released from that other side, from those portals, and into the world to do their massive destruction. And if anybody has any sense to look at America today, it's not the America that we lived in even 5 years ago.
Greetings. This is The Watchman. Did you know that the foundation of God stands sure? It has a seal. And the Lord knows them that are His. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, it's not uncommon to find gold mining here in the West, and the removal of the gold from the raw source to a refined state is called smelting. It is a process that takes raw mined gold, bringing it under extremely high heat with harsh substances, borax, lye, or potash. That's the way it used to be done. Now, these abrasive chemicals induce fusing and prevent formation of oxides in the gold, thus removing the dross and tin, or the impurities. Even the largest nuggets of gold would succumb to such treatment and break down. But today, I want to tell you about the book, D-Day for America. Isaiah 1:24 says, I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. That is the smelter of the Lord, and my book, D-Day for America, tells you about it. So check it out. Go to ddayforamerica.com and click on the link, D-Day Book, and check it out. You can find out for yourself. We also have the D-Day for America seminars, which follow the book, and you can listen to those. They're for free and online. So check it all out. Go to ddayforamerica.com. This is The Watchman. My name is Dana Smith. Let the Watchman declare what he sees. Prophecy, updates, and news from The WIBR Warn Radio. Get your free hot prophecy updates from the WIBR and Warn Radio. We feature hot prophecy news, news headlines, and headlines from the WIBR and Warn sites with articles, commentaries, psalms, allegories, and many other things that the Lord gives me. We also have special authors that will bring you their research and their biblical point of view. Special offers, press releases, events, and other announcements not offered. It goes out every Sunday, so sign up. We also send out announcements throughout the week concerning the Warn Radio schedule. So sign up today. Go to warn-usa.com or wingswatchman.org and find the Get Free Prophecy Updates ad or sign up button and click on it and follow the links. This is safe. Subscribe. You can unsubscribe at any time. So do it today and get your free hot prophecy updates today.
Our country is being taken apart day by day by great storms, floods, and fires. And you see witches work in the elements. Now, I notice in my book called Angel in the Whirlwind, they can find it on my webpage, patholiday.com, I made note of a man called Chuck Pierce, who is part of this group. He came down to Florida, and he had a prayer meeting, and what they did, they were going to open up the portals to Florida. And they met right down there where this famous demonic revival of Todd Bentley's is going on. And they had a sword, and they pointed their sword right up to the sky. The other minister had his hand in a demonic symbol to open up the third heavens for Florida. Now, after they did that, the demonic power came to this same church of Rodney Howard Brown, the Laughing Devil, and that is called the Ha Ha Devil, by the way. And after he left that area, three hurricanes hit our state. One came from the west, went across the state. Another one came from the east, went across our state. And one came from the south and came up our state and made an inverted cross and just about destroyed our state. And so this same group went down to Argentina and opened up a portal in Argentina. While they were doing their satanic rituals and prayers, a hurricane came into that area and swirled around in Argentina for 5 days. And its name was Mitch. If you turn the M upside down, it spelled Witch. When they closed their conference down, that hurricane jumped over the mountain and went to Nicaragua, and great landslides happened and whole cities were buried. These people are demonic, and they are causing disasters. As I speak to you, they're up in Detroit, Michigan, opening up the gates to the nations. They've just about destroyed our nation, and now they're coming to yours. So since we're on the satellite, I'm just telling you, you better start seeking God with your whole heart, praying for your nation, your government, and your church, because they're headed your way.
You know, Pat, now that you've said this, I have another e-book, and I'm got to be working on, but I'm going to tell everybody right now that I'm trying to think how I can say this without the context of the e-book and everything. But the Lord, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach and drop a word against. Now listen to me closely. I'm preaching a word and dropping a word against the holy places that are in this land. The churches, the synagogues, and the established religious institutions. I'm prophesying against the land of America. The Lord is against the land of America. He's against you, you who are in a lot of these churches. He's against you. His sword is going to be drawn out, and the righteous and the wicked both will find out and understand what is coming to this land. It is coming. It's coming in full force. There's going to be destruction. There's going to be death. And I can tell you that when I got done with this, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do I tell the people? And the Lord told me that he is the God of a covenant. He keeps his covenant with those who are his. And the covenant today is through Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord. But it's more than just a head covenant. This isn't about anything other than, does the Lord really know you? It's not a matter of you saying, I know the Lord, because many will stand up before the Lord on that day, saying, Lord, Lord, and he will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And this is what's happening in America. And I declare to all of these people who are doing this and everything else, not just them, it's more than that. This has to do with fornications in the church, fornication in the pastorate. This has to do with idolatry. This has to do with many things. This other thing with this revival, this is just one little part. But I'm telling you today that it's coming. It's coming to America. I don't know how soon, but I can tell you that the judgments are there. And yeah, Sister Pat talked about a lot of the portals these things are opening. But nothing can be opened without the Lord God saying it's okay. When you lower your protection, and that is seeking God, if you go out after idols, then those curses will come to you. The Lord tells us to choose you this day whom you will serve. He tells us this day, the word is nigh you, even the word of faith. It's right there. Everything is there. You can choose to accept blessing or cursing. And when you choose to follow the Lord, you are in the Lord's army. But I'm not speaking precisely against all these false prophets or whatever they are. I'm speaking against the land of America, against the churches, the righteous and the wicked, that this is coming. And Sister Pat said it, you need to pray. And you need to pray not only for this thing that we're talking about, but you'd better pray for yourself and your family. Because God is sending this, it's coming, and he is drawing the sword out against the land and against the churches because of what they've done. And I can show you time and time again in the Word of God where God will draw the sword out against his own people. Those who claim to go by his name. But I got news for you. In Ephesians and Colossians, it talks about the children of disobedience, that they will stand under his wrath. They will receive his wrath. So I challenge you to find out where you stand in the Lord this day. Whenever you hear this and understand that it's coming, and you had better get prepared, because I prophesy against the land and against the churches and tell you this is coming.
It is coming, and see, it's not only the church that's backslidden, it's our whole nation.
Yep.
Our government, our president, who claimed to be a born-again Christian when he ran for office, got all the votes of the conservative Christians, and then opened up the White House and invited the Dalai Lama in the White House and gave him the greatest peace award that can be given by our nation, and opened up the White House, invites all of the Islamic leaders in and all of the various religions in, and he's not a born-again Christian. And so, unfortunately, as the leadership of a country goes, there goes the native in your neighborhoods, because of the fact that he lied when he got into office, and the people followed him. But whenever he began to say that all pathways led back to God, then what happened was the people followed him again. And so this is the New World Order. This is the One World Government. This is the One World Church coming into order so that Antichrist can rise to his seat of power. And the Bible says that the whole world will follow after him and say, who is like unto him? Who can make war with him? And that's where we're headed, just as fast as we can go. And I never believed that that was going to happen in my lifetime, but I believe it will, and I'm not a young woman anymore. So I'm telling you that you better get close to the Lord, because Jesus is coming, but there's going to be a lot of turmoil before he comes. And you know, Jesus said that the time would come when people would call good evil,
and evil good, and that's in the pastorate today. And that's, oh, dear God. You know, Sister Pat, people just have no idea. You know, they have no idea. This thing, you know, the Lord's been giving me these last several weeks, you know, what, you know, since you and I, and you and I have been talking for months now and doing shows. But, Sister Pat, the thing of it is that, you know, the other day someone was talking and did a big article. They have a website up saying that this is a great revival and everybody that opposes them are false prophets. So they're against anybody else that questions it. And then they talked about the Civil War in the church. Well, if you think there's a civil war now, you just wait till God Almighty sends this which is coming. And you know, choose you this day whom you will serve. And you know, this is so, this is typical Americanism. You know, pride, you know, stand up in a movement. You know, I mean, everything of this reeks with wrong things. And, you know, they say, you know, well, he got saved, or he got healed, or he got this. You can find this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that God will send them a delusion, and it will work with signs and wonders. And I got news for you. The signs and wonders will really happen and come to pass. There will be real signs and wonders, but they'll lead you to the wrong sign. These are lying signs and wonders. Lead you to the wrong Jesus. They'll lead you to the wrong spirit. They'll lead you to Lucifer, the light bearer, who will appear as an angel of light. He will appear as a savior of the world. This is where it's leading. And
let me ask you this. You know, in their movement, on the platform, when they ordained or a commissioned Todd Bentley a couple of nights ago, came rolling on the stage in a wheelchair, Peter Wagner's wife, and she's crippled. And then when you look at Bob Jones, who ordained and anointed Todd Bentley, he has kidney failure and is on a kidney dialysis and goes to the doctor for it. And then when you look at Paul Kane, who is a self-professed homosexual and an alcoholic, he had a stroke when he went and spoke from the platform over there. So their key leaders are sick. So if this is a signs and wonders meeting, how come their people are going to doctors? How come their people are so sick and crippled that they're riding around in a wheelchair?
You know, Sister Pat, that is so true. You know, I mean, when you stand in the covenant of the Lord, you can expect him to take care of you. And I challenge you people to understand what I'm talking about. Because right now, when this comes down, if you're not in there with the Lord, he will take care of you. Now, there's scripture in Revelation that tells us these are those who overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love their lives not unto death. These are those who keep the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God. This is where we're at. You know, there will be people that will be martyred. Christians will die. But yet there's that place that God takes care of his own. There's that place of blessing, a place where he will take care of you. You may not live as King Solomon, but he will take care of you. Sister Pat, that's an important point. You know, when you have leaders that are going through all this, who wants them to lay hands on you? Who wants them to be a leader? Now, there's nothing against people in wheelchairs.
No.
My mother-in-law, bless her heart, she's passed on now, but she was in a wheelchair all of her life and raised three kids. She was a believer. But, you know, when we first all got saved and came back, we'd take her up there and tried to get her healed and people to lay hands on her, tell her to walk, get out of the chair. There was no power, nothing. That was in the church. But I got news to you. There is coming a time that God will move through his people, but he is not going to move through a filthy people, an idolatrous people, a carnal people.
You know, about 3 years ago, I was ministering in a church in Atlanta, Georgia, and a witch came out of the audience and suddenly grabbed me by the arm and started running with me and let go of my wrist, and I fell on the floor. And I broke my femur bone in four places. And they took me to the hospital. I was surprised I couldn't get up off the ground. But what the devil does to you, God will turn it around for his glory. And at my age, for a bone, and that's the main bone in your body, to even heal is a miracle. So the Lord healed my bone. I'm walking without any assistance at all. I'm ministering three times a week. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. And before this accident happened to me, Dana, I had personally not been to the doctor in 27 years. The Lord had taken care of me. And so I know that we serve a miracle-working God. I know that he gives us signs and wonders and ability to minister to his people in signs and wonders through his word. But it's through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's not through the anointing of any angel called M.O. or Liberty or the angel of the winds. They've released angels of the winds, which, let me speak about the angel of the wind again just for a moment. You know, when George Bush took his inaugural speech the first time, he released what he called the angel in the whirlwind, which is the which inspired me to write that book that I wrote, Angel in the Whirlwind, that's up on my webpage, patholiday.com. And he said that he was releasing the angel of the whirlwind into our nation. And ever since then, our nation has been torn apart, as I described earlier. Well, these same false prophets and apostles have released what they call the angel in the wind. And I believe this angel in the whirlwind is the one that is shown over in the book of Revelation that comes out of the sea, named Abaddon or Apollyon, which is the angel that will possess the Antichrist. And that angel's name is also Destroyer. So our own president released the angel of the whirlwind into our own nation. And our nation is being destroyed. Every day you turn the television on and this city has been destroyed. That group of homes have been destroyed. And so the angel of the whirlwind is released, and the church knows nothing of these things because all they've been taught is, give me your money and God will pay your bills. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Money is not going to be worth anything pretty soon anyway.
That's right.
You have sold yourself for nothing.
That's right.
So you better get yourself right. Ask Jesus to forgive you for sinning. Just ask him right where you are to come and live in your heart and be your personal Savior. Forgive you of your sins. And you know what? He'll come, because that's why he came into the world and died, is just for you. He didn't come here and die to make a spectacle of himself, he did make a spectacle of the devil, because he marched down into hell and took the keys of death from the devil, and he has the keys of death. And so you need to get yourself right wherever you're sitting. You can just say a simple prayer, and you know Jesus will come and live in your heart, and you'll know him personally.
Well, you know, Sister Pat, on that note, we're about done for this broadcast. We've been talking with Dr. Pat Holliday, patholliday.com, and you've been listening to Warren Radio. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. And, Pat, would you like to give contact info? And
Yes, I'm Dr. Pat Holliday, and you can reach me at http://pathollidaywith2ls.com, and you'll see my newsletters are free. You'll see MP3s up there that are free, and there's 85 books up there that you can learn and find much information, plus the Angel in the Whirlwinds up there. All of the articles that I've written on Todd Bentley and the false revival, you'll find up there also. And I declare war also, as they've declared war on us. We declare war on these devils. And in the name of Jesus, I bind this devil up in Todd Bentley. And I bind the Kundalini spirit up that's been unleashed through these leaders and the portals. I ask God to put angels and close every portal that they open up in Jesus' name, and release the covering of the blood of Jesus over you, Dana, myself, and our families in Jesus' name and our ministries. Amen.
Amen. I'll second that.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let me ask you again. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Luke 21:34-36 says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare upon all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Daily men and women find themselves in great trouble, tribulation, and anguish. Yet that which is coming will cause men's hearts to fail them for fear of those events and turmoil on the earth." Let me ask you this. If you should die right now, do you know your sins would be forgiven? God commands all men everywhere to repent. If you don't know the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, as both Lord and Savior, you're not ready. You need to accept Him. He is waiting for you. And what He did, He died on the cross for you and your sins. Turn from the path you're walking. Follow Him in obedience to His commands and the faith of Jesus Christ. Revelation says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives not unto death. And again the Lord said, "Here's the faith and the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ." Knowing the Lord is more than head knowledge or churchianity or the Americanized gospel of glitz here as we know it. Keep the commandments and the faith of Jesus. Are you ready? Go to wingswatchman.org, ddayforamerica.com, or warren-usa.com for any more information. You are listening to Warren Radio. In to the night. with the Watchman, Dana Smith.
Let the Watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. You can contact us, email watchman@wingswatchman.org. Snail mail, Warren Radio, P.O. Box 280, Mills, Wyoming, 82644. Or visit our websites, warn-usa.com, wingswatchman.org, ddayforamerica.com. Watchman, what of the night, Isaiah 21:11. Warning the church, America, and the world of the coming smelter of the Lord in the land of the free. This is Warn Radio. Let the watchman declare what he sees.